about your wellness with Dr. Douglas Howard, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio. Proudly powered by the fruits and veggies of Balance of Nature.
And today, proudly powered by the Balance of Nature fruits and veggies, but on location in the One Park Condominium Complex in Cliffside Park, New Jersey, overlooking the most gorgeous skyline views of Manhattan that you can imagine. And talking about food with these chefs. Now, Doc Howard, I don't mean to make you jealous, but today, because I know just how much you love to eat in nice restaurants when you come to New York, because I've been with you a couple of times. But the next time you're in, you have to come do one of our dining out dialogues in person, because the chefs that are making the food at 6 o'clock tonight are all going to be sitting down with me between now and then talking about the incredible menus that they're rolling out tonight at six. So, and I know already some of what, Chef Cascio from Brick House is going to roll out a lean pork loin with spicy vegetables and some pasta with some raisins and pinolas pinolas with them. I think yeah. That had I think that would have Doc Howard written all over it if he was here.
Yeah. Well, I'm in on the next time. We'll talk
right.
about the menu.
Done and done. Hey, let's turn to some nutrition news. Now, there's lots of things that have been being published recently that talk about the longevity of life as it pertains to fruits and vegetables and doing that. But there's been some new evidence that's kind of been produced. Talk to us about what you've discovered.
Well, what's interesting is this has been being talked about and reported for 20 years, but now it seems
by Douglas Howard,
because
for sure.
No, even real studies that were just being hidden constantly. But it's pretty amazing, because these aren't small studies either. These are studies of, for example, one of them is a study of with 71,000 Swedes between the age of 45 and 83 over a 13-year period of time. The other one was a 65,000 adults over 7.7 years in,
wow.
in England. So these are large studies, and they're all coming through with similar results. And that the point is that eating fruits and vegetables absolutely extends your life. So it takes these 65,000 adults, and the, on average, the people who consumed at least who consumed five servings of vegetables in England, for example, then they lived 33%. Those who didn't eat any fruits and vegetables were 33% more likely to die in
wow.
that period of time of all causes, and 25% of that was 25% less chance of dying of cancer, 31% less chance of dying of cardiovascular disease. And it's interesting is also just this year, just recently, cancer has now taken over the number one spot for the cause of death in the United States over cardiovascular disease. That's really bad. Because this is something that can be controlled.
I had not seen that, but I had wondered if that was going to at some point take place, because the dietary habits, Dr. Howard, of Americans in general have not been good for a number of years. I mean, we still lead the world in obesity. We lead the world in blood sugar disorder. We lead the world in cardiac problems. And I don't know if we lead the world in cancers or not, but it is certainly troublesome to know that that disease has overtaken and become the number one.
It's the number one, and nobody wants it. The other thing, it's a couple of interesting things, too. One thing you brought up was calories and morbidity. I'm going to talk about that in a second. But one shocking and alarming thing here was that canned and frozen fruits actually increased the mortality rate, so increased the death rate, didn't decrease. Canned and frozen fruits, because they tend to be have more sugars on them, and it's not
right.
the same. People think it's the same. If I had time, I'd tell you a funny story I just had about cranberries. Somebody thought they were being all healthy. I said, I got to see them. And they said, oh, well, they're healthy. They're dried cranberries. I said, let me see them. Finally, I got to them. I said, those are infused with sugar. I knew they were. Really? There's sugar in them? I said, no, they're not sugar. They are sugar anyway. So people are fooled too.
Yeah.
But another thing is, on this other study, what's amazing is the people who ate no fruits or vegetables in the Swedish study were 53% more likely to die during the follow-up period of 13 years. 53%
wow.
higher than those who only ate five servings. And if you just ate one serving of fruit, just one serving of fruit a day, then it increased in that follow-up period, your life expectancy increased by 19 months. And if you ate three servings of vegetables a day, it increased by over 32 months longer. And if you combine that, you had over 4 years, because these were two separate questions. You had over
Right.
4 years increase. Just by eating three servings of vegetables and one serving of fruit a day, you would increase your life expectancy by 4 years in that 13-year period of time. But here's the other thing about it. Not only did it increase life, it increases quality of life. And, oh, this was an amazing thing in these studies. Very quickly, we're running out of time fast here, but the one other thing was people who ate the fruits and vegetables, because I get this question all the time, what about calories? The people who ate the most fruits and vegetables had the highest calorie consumption of the day and the lowest weight. Now, isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Well, and that has to do with how the body is processing those calories, right?
Completely.
So it's burning them cleaner and much more efficiently than if they're eating fats or carbs or grains or other things.
Well, people who eat fruits and vegetables tend to have healthier lifestyles because
right.
they give you the energy, you feel better, there's less inflammation, you're going to get up and do more things. So they exercise more, they walk more, they smoke less, interesting enough. They found that people who ate more fruits and vegetables actually smoke less. So there's a lot of things here. It's not just the fruits and vegetables, but it's what the fruits and vegetables do for your lifestyle
right.
and changing it and bringing you a higher lifestyle in that also. And with time, for those who say, I don't like broccoli, with time, once you get that chemistry into your system, then you will start craving eating that stuff, believe it or not.
All right. Well, this is one reason why those studies were just based off of five servings of fruits and vegetables. Friends, in the basic fruits and veggie formula, you get 10 servings in the basic dose. Imagine how that could benefit you. Doc, appreciate it. Sure wish you were with us. I know all this really yummy food that's going to happen at 6 o'clock would be something you would totally love, but we'll do it next time.
We are going to do it. So I'm going to follow that one through. Thanks very much.
You'll hold me accountable to that one, I'm sure. All right, Doc Howard, fruits and veggies.